is very excited.
Alessia?
I'm sorry, no speak English. And mi nombre es Melesia Torres, soy mexicana, tengo 5 hijos y estoy participando en el programa de GRADE. Y
¿quieres que te interprete? I'm Melesia Torres and I am from Mexico and I'm sorry I don't speak English, but you have 5 kids.
Y pues el programa de GRADE nos está ayudando mucho a unificar mi familia. Y,
the GRADE program has been helping a lot to unify the family.
Y es un, queremos que sepa usted que este programa es bueno para nosotros.
I would like to let you know that this program has been very helpful for us.
Queremos que ustedes sepan que nosotros podemos aportar cosas buenas a la comunidad.
And I also like to let you know that we can provide good things to the community.
Ajá, y que con su apoyo podemos, con esos programas, podemos trabajar para que los niños estén ocupados en algo bueno.
And with these programs, we allow our kids to be involved in good activities.
Ajá, y que estas actividades hacen que los niños estén ocupados en cosas buenas y no en la calle.
And that would be better for our kids to be doing good things instead to be out in the street.
Sería todo.
Gracias. And I think that's it, and thank you.
Gracias. And we also have 2 of our young people in the program as well, if we can bring them forward.
Angel, I just wanted to tell you how much I respect what you're doing in the Cully neighborhood. I think... having been a police officer myself, I really have a lot of respect for what you're doing and how you're helping the community to grow stronger, and that you see your job more than just enforcement, but really helping solve problems. And I think that's to be commended. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a new side of law enforcement for me, and something that I strongly believe in, and we need to move forward on it. Definitely.
Yes.
This has been a great role model for our community and for kids. I mean, it's amazing to see the whole family really involved. In the first section, they was kind of like disappointed and worried, and I mean, and say, the police, and how that will be happening. And now, I mean, best friends. It is just amazing.
Yep.
Okay, so hi, my name is Myra Torres. I go to Madison High School. I'm 15, and I'm involved in theater. I do activities around the school a lot. I'm considered kind of like a leader in my community, which I'm really proud of. And I don't know, I would just love to keep this program growing.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Luis Escalera. I attend the Leadership and Entrepreneurship High School. I have been known as a leader, and I've been recognized by you yourself, Tom Potter. And I really like this program because it's been a great way to bring my family together. Like, before everything, we always used to be separated. My dad, he would stay home. He just watched TV, you know, and start growing a stomach and everything. And, you know, after this program, me and my dad, we actually had a discussion. We're like, what are we going to do? You know, it's not going to do us any good. We're just going to go and, you know, whatever. But then now I just see my dad sometimes and how he's been united to the family with me, too, because we always have, like, little discussions about stuff. And my dad, he's taking, like, such a big impact in the program that he don't want to miss, like, one day or nothing from it. He just loves it so much, you know. And that brings happiness to me and my family together, because we just say, like, we're going to go out. And then my dad was like, okay, I'm coming. And it's crazy to have him with us. It's, like, a really good thing. And this GRADE program has helped us a lot with that. And I'm really thankful for it, and I just want to keep going with it, help other families too, you know, and combine the families, and especially in the neighborhood that we're in. We don't want to break up because of everything. In the neighborhood that I'm in, we've actually had lots of stuff happen in our apartment, actually. When there was a kind of shooting, we got a bullet in our house, and after that, everything was crazy. We were scared, we were paranoid for like 3 weeks straight, and we didn't know what to do, and then we thought, you know, well, the police ain't going to do us any good. They're not going to help us. You know, they just, all they want to do is just, you know, be out there and stuff. But then coming to this program, it's like a different thing. Now we're like, we really feel supported by them. When we come, we're happy to see them. We're happy to know that they're there for us. And we just want other families to know that they're there for them. and they could help us.
Thank you, Luis and Ms.
Well,
Torres.
And my family has helped a lot, too, like my mom said. We come more united. We talk more about it. We try to figure out what the community is doing now. And it's really good for us to actually, my little brothers used to be scared of them. And my little brothers are like, no, please, please, I don't want to go there. And now they see Angel and they're like, oh, I know him. And it's really good to know that we have somebody. He's a really good model for me. And I try to look up to him because I know he'll help me with everything. And so I really think we should keep this going and not stop there.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. And Angel, your parents obviously named you correctly.
Growing up in Brooklyn, it was tough.
Well, I'm glad you're here in Portland.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Luis and Ms. Torres, and you too.
I just want to add that it's one of the amazing programs to embrace the whole family. It's one of the beauty in life. I really want to repeatedly say how to help to keep these programs there. It's not just they come in one time and they disappear. It's just stay there because there will be like a lot of prevention and I'm sure some intervention also. But I think our best is to do the prevention with these small kids and everybody, and we are there. Yes, and like a teamwork, I mean, it's amazing. It is. I'm very excited, and I want to say thank you.
Well, they're amazing young people. I look forward to seeing how they use their leadership. So, thank you very much.
Well, we graduate this coming Saturday, and I would like to invite you all to attend. The graduation is going to start at 1 p.m., I believe, over at the Ortiz Community Center.
How many will be graduating?
We have 6 families, a total of approximately 40.
Wow. 40. That's excellent. So,
and we also have Officer Mike Peressa, who's from the GREAT program itself. Thank you.
Morning.
Wait. Oh, these are Luis family, are they? I'm Mike Peressa. I'm the Portland Police Bureau's GREAT coordinator. We're on the local side where we get officers into the schools to teach the kids the GREAT program. GREAT program has 4 components. We heard about the family one that Angel's currently doing, which is just getting bigger and bigger every day. We're also in the schools. We teach the middle schools a 13-week curriculum and the elementary schools a 6-week curriculum. And basically, it's life skills. What we want to do is, our goal is to get the officer into the classroom and let the kids know that we are people, we are human. You can talk to us. We like to have fun. We're not just enforcers. And it's working. I mean, we have kids come up and talk to us. They wave at us. It's a good program, and I think it's really good for our community.
Well, thank you for doing that. The GREAT program is a proven program. It gets results, and I appreciate what you folks do to make it happen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have more information about Brothers and Sisters Keepers and the GREAT program that I'll distribute to your respective offices, along with an invitation to the graduation.
Okay. Another important, very apparent need in Cully, as well as East Portland, is for updated infrastructure. Many of the streets in both areas do not have sidewalks and are underserved by parks. So we ask for your support on the Cully Boulevard Improvements Package, as well as the East Portland Plan Implementation Package. Though it is not in the budget, IBTF also supports Safe, Sound, and Green Streets proposal.
Also in the Failing-Garfield project area, street-level drug dealing is the most significant challenge that we're facing. Any time of day, it's easy to find someone who's buying or selling or using, even in broad daylight. We often heard from police, crime prevention, and community members that installing the service coordination team in the Failing-Garfield area would go a long way to resolving drug dealing in the neighborhood. The service coordination team's first Northeast precinct assignment will be in Failing-Garfield, but the budget package for the team will help ensure a sustained level of service.
Finally, we have noted that there are not enough resources available for survivors of domestic violence, particularly in non-English-speaking communities. We support the police request for more domestic violence advocates, as well as Commissioner Saltzman's proposal for a one-stop domestic violence center, with the understanding that culturally competent non-English resources will be made available to persons in the Latino community and other ethnic communities.
At this time, we'd like to field questions about the report, if you have any. If not, we hope you found the report informative, and we hope you can give it your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, I just, for one, really appreciate what you folks are doing. It's really heartening to see the inter-bureau work that's going on here. And when one method doesn't work, we try another. And if it's not enforcement, it's code violation. So, you know, there's other ways to get to the same goal, and I really appreciate what you folks do, and just want you to know that.
I did have a question.
Yes.
I, too, appreciate this coordinated effort. I think it's much more impactful, the sum of all the parts, than the individual bureaus going out and trying to do the same thing. But I noticed in the 122nd Sandy under area taverns, that there's ongoing issues with over-serving allegations, prostitution parking lots, I would imagine other issues as well. And, of course, we have a time, place, and manner ordinance. So I'm going to use that example to ask a question that's been kind of nagging at me for some time. When as you recall, and maybe you don't, Jeremy, because you weren't here, but Stephanie, I think you remember this, when we took that issue on in 2003, it was against virulent opposition from the Restaurant Association. They actually went to the legislature after we passed it, successfully repealed our ordinance in the House and the Senate, and only the governor's good judgment allowed it to stay intact by vetoing that bill. And, of course, what we passed here gives the city this unique ability to regulate the hours that taverns and places that serve alcohol can operate if they're misbehaving. So I've noticed, for instance, the restaurant on 2nd Washington or 3rd in Washington is having a big go-around with the OLCC about whether to revoke their license or not. And it struck me as a question as to why we hadn't gone in earlier with our time, place, and manner ordinance and said, well, on our side, we're just going to say you have to close at 9 o'clock on Friday nights and Saturday nights because that's when the problems begin. That's why we passed it. And then I noticed these taverns are ongoing problems. Are there any examples of us using the time, place, and manner ordinance anywhere and actually causing cooperation where none existed?
Yeah, there are actually. I wish I had some materials with me or a list or something. I could provide that to you if you'd like.
Provide that for me.
I could do that. Yeah, I can do that. Yes, and in fact, there have been a number of situations where time, place, manner has come into play and where we've been able to solve problems prior to going to code hearings. So usually when we sit down and have a really serious talk with owners and explain the way the ordinance works to them and provide them with the advice that they need to mitigate the problems around their businesses, we've had a lot of success.
Why didn't that happen down here in this restaurant downtown?
You're talking about the Greek Cuisina?
Yeah.
I don't know specifically.
Can I find out?
Yes, you can.
I'd be curious to know why the police, because we empowered specifically the police bureau and only crime prevention staff to enforce that ordinance.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm asking this here is I had an occasion to have a discussion with, and this has probably been over a year ago, with a police officer assigned to the portion of the bureau that does investigations for OLCC as to whether or not it approved.
Yeah.
And I asked her, so how often do you use the time, place, and manner ordinance? And she said, what is that? She didn't know what it was. So I had to explain to her what it was. And I was.
That is surprising. Well, I will be happy to get that information to you.
Not only get it to me, but I'm hoping that to the extent that officers and crime prevention staff don't know that tool exists, they do. And for instance, where I'm, of course, the first thing I think of when I look at this plan is we go in and sit down with the taverns and say, look, we either get your cooperation or we start regulating the hours that you're open.
Yeah, we will certainly be sitting down with the owners of those taverns and talking about whatever problems exist and thinking about whatever tools can apply. My staff certainly knows about time, place, manner and talks with tavern owners about it regularly.
Okay.
we'll be more than happy to use it if it's necessary in that area as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Other questions?
Good job.
Very good job.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
All the folks Thank who you. Came in to testify. I need a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Leonard?
This is great work, and I think that for years our city has struggled with how to address problem occupancies, and what we've recognized in this work and with the other group that meets with Officer Myers is the synergy created by having all these bureaus work together is way more powerful than each of those bureaus individually. And so I'm a very big fan of this approach and like the work that's being done.
Yes, I too am very impressed with the collaboration and the results. I've heard the acronym IBTF and really didn't know what it was. And so now I know what it is. I have a better grasp for what you're doing, and what I see you're doing is getting real results. So I'm proud of that. Keep up the good work. Aye.
Potter.
Thanks, folks. Aye. Thank you. We're waiting for Commissioner Adams on both the consent agenda and this next item, so we'll go ahead and take some of those that we can vote on. Please read item 503.
Assess benefited properties for street improvements in the Northeast 135th Avenue and Prescott Court Local Improvement District.
It's a second reading, call a vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 504.
Assess benefited properties for improvements in the Portland Streetcar Gibbs Extension Local Improvement District.
Second reading, call the vote.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 508.
Authorized contract. Oh, sorry, wrong one. 508, direct auditor to treat July 15, 2008. Special runoff election as general election for purposes of Code Chapter 2.10 and provide for reduced distribution of campaign funds available to participating publicly financed candidates.
Second reading, call the vote.
Leonard?
Well, I said I wasn't going to vote on this, but if I don't, then a runoff That's candidate right. for vote would get nothing.
You'll
so
be getting some calls.
So I'll be getting some calls, so I don't want to have the opposite effect of what I intended to have happened by not participating, so I will support this. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye.
That's called a courtesy vote.
Well, we're the last other remaining ordinances require our emergency, so we require a fourth vote. So could you check with Commissioner Adams' office to see when he will be available.
And maybe we can do interviews with the paparazzi, Mayor Potter, that have sprung up in the audience.
Paparazzi, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
What class is
what
this?
What is it? The what?
Did you do the trees?
Yeah.
The heritage?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But anything you. Else you'd like to point out that we're not doing correctly, Andy? That
Commissioner Dorkin, would you like to
yeah.
come up here? To We'll look for that in the newspaper.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the class that is here with their cameras today?
The fifth grade of the American
French
school.
Oh, yeah.
Well, American what school?
French.
French school. That's great.
Yes, we've had a number of them in to talk with us.
Hi, guys.
So then we have a few minutes. If some of you would like to come up here and sit in our seats, you can see what it feels like so that when you become the mayor or city commissioner, you can.
Here they come.
We actually need a fourth vote right now. Maybe we can
yeah.
talk one of them into voting.
Anybody want to sit in the mayor's chair? You're welcome to.
You pick up the gavel.
Oh, cool. I can see myself.
Make sure they pick up the gavel. Yes.
Just the, yeah, that's the gavel is that little camera thing.
There you go.
So whenever I call a quarter, I just kind of bang it a couple of times lightly. Go ahead and do it.
Oh.
There you go. Now, council's in order.
Yeah, because, yeah, on it. He didn't read it, and Sam will be here at 11. Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'm on TV right now.
Mine is,
what?
Hello. Attends. Hello.
Hello.
Wow.
Non, parce que c'est un truc.
Attends, pourquoi? Attends.
Vas-y, parle.
Vous emmerdez.
We are brought to you here by McDonald's Big Mac.
Get here till 11, they said.
KFBER!
Moi aussi, c'est une bonne idée.
Si?
We are brought to you here with McDonald's Big Mac.
Don't break it.
J'attends.
Non, là, on est en train de déranger le maire.
Court adjourned.